The Mishnah Pezayin said, Elu ochlim in HaTorah, ha'osa b'mechuba l'karka b'shas gemar malacha. U'vitalosh min HaKarka ad shelo nigmura malachta. So the Mishnah says that when it comes to mechubar, when we talk about things that are connected to the ground, the poel is allowed to eat b'shas gemar malacha. That's the time that he's allowed to eat. As opposed to by talush, which is before nigmara malachto, before he has finished, or before the work has been finished. Before the work has been finished. Now, what does it mean that by mechubar, the poel is able to eat b'shas gemar malacha? What does that mean, b'shas gemar malacha? So lechora, that means, gemar malacha implies when you're done working. Now, shas gemar malacha, what does that mean at the time of gemar malacha? Does that mean while you're finishing the shas gemar malacha? Or does that mean once you're finished? So I think that's a little bit ambiguous what exactly the word means. Now, the Bryce in the Gemara is very clear, or at least clearer. The Bryce in the Gemara says, what time are you allowed to eat? Bishasha nosein lekelov shel belabayas. When you're putting it into the kli, into the basket. So that sounds like what? When you're done, or when you're finishing? When you're finishing, towards the last stage. And there's really going to be a machlokas rishonim. The Pashat understanding is like Rashi and Tosfos says. Rashi says on the Mishnah, on Pezayin, when does it mean gemar malacha kishatol shenoso? When you are disconnecting it. While you're reaping, you're allowed to eat. Tosfos says, b'mechuber b'shas gemar malacha. This means kegon kotzer and botzer, while you're cutting off the fruits. And it's coming to exclude menachesh and oder. It's coming to exclude earlier stages. Weeding, watering, whatever earlier stages are going on during the process here, it's coming to exclude those. Rashi and Tosfos is the Pashat explanation in the din. The din is the worker is allowed to eat, but there's a special din that he can only eat at the end stages, while he's reaping from the fruits, while he's disconnecting the fruits from the trees. According to Rashi, you're eating while you're working. It's just that there's a limited time of work that you're allowed to eat during. What's that limited time? The last stages, when you're cutting, kotzer. The Rambam, though, is the Chiddush Shita here. And the Rambam, really a Das Yachid here, the Rambam says that's not what it means, Gemar Malacha. Gemar Malacha means when you're done. Not while you're working, but when you're done working. After the basket has been filled up, and you're emptying the basket, and all the work is done, that's when you're allowed to eat. You're not eating while you're working, you're eating when you're done working. Now, this is a little bit hard to understand in the Gemara. The Bryce in the Gemara said, "Bishasha tonosin the kelev shabal abayas ata ochel." It says when you're putting it into the basket, that's when you're allowed to eat. So the Rambam apparently had to understand that line. He either rejects the Braisa, or the Rambam needs to understand that. What does that line mean? It means when you're putting it into the basket, means when you're done. You know, if someone asks, like, Nuke, we eat now? He goes, you know when you can eat? When everything's going into the basket. Meaning, when you're done. That's when you can eat. It's not an exact Lashon, but it's telling you that we're pushing you off to the end. Even though the Mashmos of the Braisa is while you're doing the last stage, the Rambam understood that this was saying, when you're done, that's when you're able to eat. And the Rambam says in Mishnah Torah that the yesod here is that you're not allowed to be mevatel from malacha while you're working, while you're eating. You're not allowed to be mevatel malacha in order to eat. He even says, ha-mevatel mi-malachto vi-ochal, you're over on an iser. So for the Rambam, the yesod is you're not allowed to be mevatel. And in fact, the Rambam even tells us that you know why you don't get malchus for this avera? Because you don't get malchus when there's a chiyuv tashlumin. Why is there a chiyuv tashlumin here? Because you're a gazlan. If you're mevatel mimalacha and you eat while you're working, which Rashi says you're allowed to do, the Rambam says if you eat while you're working, then you've stolen, you're chayev to pay, and that's why you don't get malchus, even though it's a lav. Because whenever there's a chiyuv tashlumin, there's no malchus. So this is the big machlokas Rashi Rambam. Is the heter achila bizmanavoda? Or is it only achar avoda? As we pointed out, this machlokas might be dependent on the girsa and the Mishnah on Sadi Aleph. The Mishnah on Sadi Aleph says a bunch of dinim, and then it says kulan lo amru ela b'shas malacha. All of these dinim, that when you're only allowed to eat from the fruits that you're working with. If you're working with the grapes, you can't eat from the figs. You have to eat from the grapes. If you want, you can eat from the better fruits. You don't have to eat from the fruits right in front of you. If you're working with the grapes, you can eat from the better grapes. All of these dinim, the Mishnah tells us, kulan lo amru ela b'shas milacha. All of these dinim are only true when? During the time of work. So, this girsa of the Mishnah works beautifully with Rashi. Rashi held, what's the din? When are you allowed to eat? While you're working. What does the Mishnah say? All of these dinim apply b'shas milacha, while you're working. So, according to Rashi, apparently what Rashi must have realized, if there was any ambiguity about the Mishnah on Pei Zayin, what does that expression, Gemar Malacha, mean? All Rashi had to do was look at the Mishnah on Sadi Aleph. He sees clearly in Sadi Aleph that the din is while you're working, B'shas Malacha, and that helped him understand what Gemar Malacha meant on Pei Zayin. Gemar Malacha didn't mean when you're done. What did Gemar Malacha mean? While you're finishing. That's Rashi, simple reading. The Rif, however, has a different gears of the Mishnah on Sadi Aleph. According to the Rif, the gears here is not kulon lo amru ela b'shas malacha. Rather, according to the Rif, the gears says kulon lo amru ela b'shas gemar malacha. The Rif has the gears on Sadi Aleph doesn't say during malacha, but it says gemar malacha, when you're done. And the Magid Mishnah suggests that that's what the Rambam must have had the gears as well. The Rambam's gears must have been v'gemar malacha. So the Mishnah here is telling us, even though we have all these dinim, you should know all of these dinim only apply b'gemar malacha, when you're done. And therefore, that's why the Rambam understood that this Mishnah is consistent with the earlier Mishnah. Both Mishnayos say, when you're done, gemar malacha. And that's what the Rambam held. It's talking about when you're done. So the Machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, Rashi Tosfos versus the Rambam, also is going to be manifested about how you read the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Aleph. This Machlokas Rashi Rambam is also going to be connected to how they understand the Lavin. There are two Lavin associated with the din of a poel. Two negative commandments. One is the Pasuk says, V'chermesh lo tanif. You're not allowed to eat while the sickle is on the produce in the field. And the other din is, V'elkel yuchalo sitain. You're not allowed to put it into your... You're not allowed to put it into your bag. You have to put it into the bag of the Baal HaBayis. You're not allowed to put it into your bag. So, to say it very simply, each of the Rishonim learn that one of these Lavin is coming to limit the time that the poel is allowed to eat. Each of the Rishonim, meaning the camp of Rashi Tosfos and the camp of the Rambam, are going to learn one of these Lavin is coming to limit when the poel is allowed to eat. And as follows. Tosfos learns, and this he says explicitly on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, that the pasuk of the Elkel Yecha is coming to exclude any time before Kotzer. Any process that's being done before the actual reaping of the fruits. As Tosfos says, when are you allowed to eat? During the time of Kotzer and Botzer, which is Yatzah, to exclude Menachesh and Oder. Coming to exclude weeding in earlier stages. And how do we know this? The Gemara learns this out from Ve'elkel Yechalo Sitein. So according to Tosfos, the Pasuk of Ve'elkel Yecha is coming to exclude eating before Kotzer. You can't eat before that stage. The Rambam, though, thinks that not only are you not allowed to eat before Kotzer, you're also not allowed to eat during Kotzer. So the Rambam doesn't use the Pasuk of Ve'elkel Yecha, the Rambam uses the other Pasuk, V'chermesh lo tanif. And the Rambam learns, you know what V'chermesh lo tanif teaches, Zev? V'chermesh lo tanif means you can't eat while you're working. That's what V'chermesh lo tanif. If you're using your sickle, you can't eat. V'chermesh, the sickle, you can't eat while you're using your sickle. You're not allowed to eat during Kotzer. See, the Elkel Yecha is a little bit less descript about what stage that is. It means some late stage. So Tosfos learns, El Kel Yucha tells me it's got to be a late stage like Kotzer, but nothing earlier. But Becher Mesh is clearly talking about what time? Kotzer. And the Rambam learns, Becher Mesh is telling me I can't eat during Kotzer. So each Rishon uses a Pasuk to exclude an earlier time period. For Tosfos, it's the Pasuk of El Kel Yucha, and El Kel Yucha teaches me I can't eat before Kotzer. For the Rambam, it's the Pasuk of V'chermesh, and V'chermesh tells me I can't eat during the work. Okay. Each of them use the other Pasuk to teach out a different din. Tosfos and his camp, which use the Pasuk of V'el Kel Yecha to tell me I can't eat before Kotzer, what does he do with the Pasuk of V'chermesh? Because V'chermesh is talking about Kotzer. So he uses that to limit how I can eat. Even though I'm allowed to eat during Kotzer, I can't eat via the sickle. I can't use the sickle to cut and then eat, because that cuts a lot at one time. And they'll probably be left over and there'll be waste. If I want to eat during Kotzer, I have to eat with my hand. I can't use the chermesh. So the Pasuk of El Kel Yecha for Tosfos limits the time, tells me I can eat during Kotzer but not before. And the chermesh comes and limits while I'm eating during Kotzer. What's the form of eating that's allowed and what's the form of eating that's not allowed? I'm not allowed to eat while using my chermesh, meaning not at that time period, but while using the kli. I can only use with my eat with my hands. One second. However, the Rambam used the pasuk of the chermesh to tell me that I'm not allowed to eat at all while I'm working. I'm not allowed to eat at all during kotzer. So what does El Kel Yecha come and teach me? El Kel Yecha comes and teaches me what the Pasuk says. That I'm only allowed to take for myself to eat while I'm there. I can't store away in my bag and bring home and eat later, put in my fridge, give to other people. I'm only allowed to eat it myself. Okay. The Ravid is the one who points this out on the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says, V'chermesh means I'm not allowed to eat while working. And says the Ravid, I have no idea what the Rambam's talking about. This isn't coming to tell me I'm not allowed to be mevata malacha. Of course you're allowed to be mevata malacha to eat. That's the din. Rather, it's coming to teach me that I can't eat b'derech keva. So the Ravid is in the camp of Rashi and Tosfos, and the Ravid makes this ha'ara on the Rambam. Okay. You had a question, yeah.
I understand how you got it from the Ravid. Like, you're talking about Chermesh, he's like, the sickle, but he said also yesterday that Rashi said that also. So like, I looked at the Chermesh, like,
we don't have it in Rashi, right? What we said that is a quote. We don't have an explicit place in Rashi. What we said is, what is that camp going to do with the Pasuk of the Chermesh? Because you can't use it the way the Rambam uses it, because the way the Rambam uses the Pasuk of the Chermesh is excluding the din of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos hold you can eat while you work. The Rambam learns that the Chermesh is teaching you can't eat while you work. So what is Rashi and Tosfos going to do with the Chermesh? So we have to find other possibilities. So we're assuming that they're going to learn like the way the Ravid learned. Right, he quotes that pasuk, the drush, and he says, "Galom ibnei bittul melacha."
Yeah, that excludes the Rambam right there.
Yes, the Rambam learns that the drush is coming to say you can't be mevatel melacha. Yeah. Says the Ravid, "Galom ibnei bittul melacha." This is not coming to teach me that you can't be mevatel melacha. Ella shelo yas. That is coming to teach the following: shelo yasa achiloso keva. You can't eat in the same way that you do your malacha. You do your malacha with the sickle, you can't eat with the sickle. You're allowed to eat at the time of the sickle, the Ravid holds, you're allowed to eat at the time of using the sickle, but not with the sickle.
He's repeating his own thing again. That's what he said.
Yes, but he's pointing out that the question is, where did the Rambam get this crazy perspective from? Is, you know, I'm not calling it crazy, but what the Ravid is Kilu saying is, where did the Rambam get this from? The Ravid says the Rambam clearly just misunderstood the Sifri. The Sifri, he thought the Sifri was coming to teach you're not allowed to eat while using your sickle. That's not what it's coming to teach. It's coming to teach that the sickle can't be the way you get the food during Kotzer, but you're allowed to eat during Kotzer. Yeah, Danny.
So the way
Rashi
understands the Pasuk of Chermesh, but you can't eat with the Chermesh, is that only
right, so that's the Nitziv's added har. The Nitziv says maybe the Pasuk of the Chermesh, which is talking specifically about a kama, specifically about wheat, only applies to wheat. Because it's dafka with wheat that when you use the sickle, you end up cutting a huge amount in one shot. But by grapes, anyway, the grapes, you don't really use a kli. And if you, you know, you're picking them one by one anyway, so it doesn't apply by the grapes. That it's specifically an iser by the kama. Right, very good. Okay, the other thing that we pointed out is that this machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam would also seemingly have an impact on how they understood the takana of Chazal. For Rashi, again, what's the din in the Torah? The din in the Torah is you're allowed to eat while you work. So came along Chazal, and Chazal limited that. Chazal said, it's true you're allowed to eat while you work, but we don't want you to eat throughout the entire working process. We only want you to eat while you're going from row to row. It's true, you can eat while working, but don't eat the whole time. Only eat when you're going from row to row. So according to Rashi, there was a lot of time during work that you were allowed to eat. Came Chazal and limited it to a very specific time within the work period. Only from going from row to row. But for the Rambam, the Takana of Chazal was much greater. Much, they did a lot more Chazal. According to the Rambam, what was the Din D'Oraisa? The Din D'Oraisa was, I'm not allowed to eat during work. I'm only allowed to eat when I'm done. Came along Chazal and said, you know what? We're willing to open up the working period. You're allowed to eat while working. Just not while you're actually working, but between rows. You thought you could only eat when you're done. No, we'll let you eat in the middle. If you haven't finished up, filled up the sal yet, we'll allow you to eat, as long as you're not momish working the second. If you're in the middle of going from row to row, you can eat. Oh, but I thought, according to the Rambam, I can only eat when I finish the bag, and I'm dumping out the bag and I'm done. No, Chazal will allow you to eat earlier, but only if you're not momish working. How come the Rambam can't be matir you to eat while you're momish working? Because that's the Isser of Bechermesh. The Isser D'Oraisa of Bechermesh is you can't eat while working. Chazal can't uproot that Bekumba essay and say, no, go ahead, eat while you're working. Mid D'Oraisa, you're not allowed to eat. We can't go ahead and tell you. We could passively sometimes tell you not to follow a Din D'Oraisa. Shei Be'al Taisa, Gemar Nivamos. We can't actively come and tell you, uproot a D'Oraisa. So what they came and said is, you know what, there are time periods while you're working that anyway you're not working, even though it's during the work period, when you're going from row to row. So eat during that time. Better to eat during that time than to eat when you're done working. Okay. Lehalacha, and this I didn't point out yesterday, lehalacha, we don't accept the Rambam. The Rambam is a chiddush. The other Rishonim don't say like the Rambam. We paskin like all the other Rishonim. In fact, the Ravid commented, the earlier Ravid on Halacha Beis, what did the Ravid say? Lo yadati me'ayin zeh. The Rambam has this big chiddush. I have no clue where the Rambam got this from. This Rambam Shita.
Who said that?
The Ravid. The Ravid, remember, the Pasuk says there's a din. A poel can eat during while he's working. Comes along the Rambam and says, oh, that means when he's done working. Says the Ravid, I have no idea where he got this from. Tosos, Rashi, the Ramban here. All of the other Rishonim attack the Rambam for this, and Lahalacha, we do not accept the Rambam. The din is that a poel can work, can eat while he's working. Alright, let me just make one last ta'ara, and that's, I want to make it clear that Rashi and Tosfos, even though they learn out from the drush of Ekeliacha, that's coming to be Mamayet, eating before the stage of reaping, doesn't mean that they don't accept what the Rambam says in Ekeliacha, that there's a lav to, as the Pasuk says, to take the food yourself, or to take it home, El Kelyacha, to put it into your kli, and to take it home and to eat more. They don't necessarily disagree with that. The point just is that they use that pasuk to mayate the time of from before reaping, but allow reaping, and the Rambam uses that pasuk for something else, and he doesn't make a big deal out of the mashmos of Kelyacha to include and to allow one to eat during the stage of reaping. Okay, I want to conclude by just making three ha'aras in the Rambam. Ha'ara number one. Everyone has their Rambam? So open up to Perek Yud Beis, Nuchos Tiris, Halach Aleph. I just want to point out three ha'aras in the Lashon HaRambam that emerged while learning the Sugya. Okay, ha'ara number one is that the Rambam in Halach Aleph is a little bit hard to read. Take a look at the Lashon HaRambam. Excuse me. Hapoalim shein osin b'davar shegedula min ha'aretz. Polim are working with something that grows from the ground. V'adayin lo nigmara melachto. And it's not yet done. Okay, not yet done is which, guys? Talush or Mechubar? Not yet done. Talush. Okay? That's what the Mishnah said. Talush is when it's not yet done. Look what the Rambam says. Hapolim she'nosin b'gav v'shigidulam in haaretz. V'adayin lo nigmara melachto. Bein b'talush, bein b'mechubar. Whether it's talush or it's mechubar, v'yei ma'aseyem gemira samalacha. And their actions are the end of the work. So what's going on here? The Rambam said, first of all, lo nigmara melachto, and then he says, ma'aseyem are gemira samalacha. And what do you mean, bein b'talush, bein b'mechubar? Don't they have different dinim? So there's something that's not reading properly here in the Rambam.
Oh.
So, and then the Rambam in Lachabei says, oh, there's a big difference between Talish and Mechubar, like the Mishnah says. So I think you have to read it as follows. And I think, afterwards, I think this is what the Lachabei Mishnah is suggesting. I think you have to read the Rambam as follows, even though it doesn't really read so smoothly still. Polim were working, b'davar shekidulam in haaretz. And, case number one, adayin lo nigmara melachto b'talish. You're dealing with Talish, and it's lo nigmara melachto, comma. Or, you're working with Mechubar, and your maisim are gemiras malacha, or you're working with mechubar, and what you're doing is the last, is the end of the work, then there's a mitzvah to allow you to eat. It still doesn't read smoothly, but something has to give here in the Rambam. Okay, that's our number one. Number two. In general, it's strange. Listen to what the Mishnah basically says. Mishnah tells us, when you're dealing with mechubar, it's gemar malacha. And what does gemar malacha mean when you're dealing with mechubar? It means you, the poel, are done working. Either last stage working, for Rashi and Tosfos, or for the Rav, I'm really done. But it's talking about that you're done. Then it says, or you're dealing with talush, and it's not yet done. When we're talking about talush, what does it mean it's not yet done? The fruits are not yet chayev and meiser. So I don't understand. Are we describing your work, or are we describing if the fruits are done yet? When it comes to mechubar, we're saying you're not done yet, or you're finishing up. Excuse me, you're finishing up. And when it comes to the talush, what do we say? The fruits are not yet chayev and meiser. Who's talking about the fruits? I thought we were talking about you. So I think the Rambam is very careful with his lashonos. And this is something that Yaakov's father pointed out at the end of Shir yesterday, that the Rambam is very careful with his words. Look at what the Rambam says in Halacha Beis. Ma bein ha'osa b'talush l'osa b'mechubar? Ha'osa b'talush ochel b'davar ad shelo nigmar malachto. When you're dealing with talush, we're talking about stuff that's not nigmar malachto, meaning the fruits are not yet done. And misha tigmar malachto, but when the fruits are done, meaning they're chayiv and meiser, asher lo lechol, he's not allowed to eat. So there the stress is on the fruits. Are the fruits yet done? Are they chayiv and meiser, or are they not yet? But listen to what he says about osa b'mechubar. V'ha osa b'mechubar, kigon botzer, the coats there, eino ochel ela kishiyigmor avodaso. When it comes to the fruit for mechubar, it's only when you're done with your work. The Rambam changed the lashon from the Mishnah, as Yaakov's father pointed out yesterday at the end of Shir. When it came in the Mishnah, it always used the word melachto, the work, melachto, the work of it, the fruits. Here the Rambam says by mechubar, not melachto, what does he say? Avodoso. Changing to your work, your avoda. Why does the Rambam not use the same word as the Mishnah? He did by Talush. By Talush he said melachto. By mechubar he said avodoso. So that was the question Yaakov's father asked me yesterday. He said the Rambam's very careful with his words, right? How come he switches to avodoso? So you'll tell Yaakov, and Yaakov will have to tell his father. So I think what the Rambam is doing is he's trying to cover for the problem in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said melachto in both contexts, Talush and Mechubar. But they mean different things. By Mechubar, it means you're done working. By Talush, it means they're not yet Chayev and Meiser. So, perhaps in order to cover for that, the Rambam uses the word Avodoso as opposed to Malachto. Okay, that's second Ha'ara. The last Ha'ara is just something that needs to be explained within the Shitas HaRambam. According to the Rambam, you're not able to eat until you're done working with Mechubar. Until everything's done. Well, wait a second. If everything's done, so isn't it Talush? What makes it Mechubar anymore? According to Rashi, you're able to eat while you're disconnecting. So that's the din of, if you want to eat things that are connected, you know what the din is? You can eat them as you disconnect them. Okay, I understand that's not called Talush yet, because you're taking it off and eating it. But for the Rambam, what's going on here? Everything's disconnected, the bag is filled, you dump it out, now you can eat. That's called Mechubar? Why is that called Mechubar? That's Talush. At what point are you dealing with Talush as opposed to dealing with Mechubar? So I understand you might say, yeah, but you started with Mechubar, and that's why it's... Okay, but the point is that for the Rambam, the distinction between Mechubar and Talush is going to be much, much finer than for Rashi. For Rashi, we're really talking about eating Mechubar as opposed to eating Talush. You're eating Mechubar, you're taking it off the tree and you're eating it. For the Rambam, everything only starts once it's been disconnected and put in a bag and dumped out. So what's the line between Mechubar and Talush? So just making the point that for the Rambam Shita, the distinction between Mechubar and Talush is going to be much finer.
Alright, let me just make one last Ta'ara, and that's, I want to make it clear that Rashi and Tosfos, even though they learn out from the drush of Ekel Yecha, that's coming to be Mamayet, eating before the stage of reaping, doesn't mean that they don't accept what the Rambam says in Ekel Yecha, that there's a lav to, as the Pasuk says, to take the food yourself, or to take it home, Ekel Yecha, to put it into your kli, and to take it home and to eat more. They don't necessarily disagree with that. The point just is that they use that pasuk to mamayet the time of from before reaping, but allow reaping. And the Rambam uses that pasuk for something else, and he doesn't make a big deal out of the mashmos of Kel Yecha to include and to allow one to eat during the stage of reaping. Okay.